A crowd gathered at the Washington State Capitol building this week. Tribal leaders, Washington lawmakers, and community members are honoring a man remembered as a champion for Native American treaty rights and natural resources. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
Emotions flooded the state reception room in Olympia during the unveiling of the maquette of Billy Frank Jr. A maquette is essentially a replica. This one depicts Frank, a Nisqually leader known for his advocacy during the period of protests for tribal rights known as the Fish Wars. The larger work, a 9-foot-tall statue of Frank, will go to Washington, D.C. to represent Washington State in the National Statuary Hall collection. State Representative Deborah Lekanoff was the prime sponsor of House Bill 1372, which made it possible to create the statue.
Today it's an honor to stand here before you. I think we too are sending the very best of Washington to Washington, D.C.
Lekanoff shared the impact Frank had on her life.
Billy taught me the word of courage, the word to stand up, the words to be brave. Nothing's ever forgotten if you have salmon in your heart. Nothing's ever forgotten if you know who you are and where you come from.
Frank's impact was far-reaching and affirmed again and again at Wednesday's ceremony. Willie Frank III, Frank's son, is now the chairman of the Nisqually tribe. He was given a standing ovation as he approached the podium to thank everyone in attendance, Nisqually elders, and ancestors who came before him.
It truly is a blessing to be here today. My dad, he's looking down on us and smiling, all of us. My father, he was arrested over 50 times in his life for exercising his treaty rights along the Nisqually River.
In the 1960s, Washington pushed aside treaty rights for what it called
conservation to keep our tribal fishermen off the water. And our fishermen were told they can only fish within the reservation boundaries. As Nisqually people and tribal people, we're taught that we have the right to fish and hunt in all of our usual and accustomed grounds. And we protect and we manage from the summit to the sea.
Next year will mark 50 years since the U.S. versus Washington decision, commonly known as the Bolt Decision. That case reaffirmed the rights of Native American tribes to co-manage and harvest fish under treaty agreements. Billy Frank Jr. was instrumental in organizing and advocating what would lead to this decision.
And where do we go for the next 50 years? I know I'll be 91 when we come up on Bolt 100. I really can't wait for that celebration for the next 50 years. Because I think at Nisqually, we have our language being spoken. You see it in the schools. The North Thurston School District has a flag hanging, a Nisqually flag hanging at every school in the district. And I think about that, you know. 49 years ago, this gentleman here in the front row was still getting arrested.
The maquette is now on display in Lieutenant Governor Denny Heck's office, alongside display boards that tell Frank's story. Heck led a countdown as the statue's artist, Haiying Wu, alongside Frank III and his wife, Pagan, unveiled the maquette.
How about you all join me in this? Are you ready?
Hold on, hold on. We're going to go up and over, okay?
Wait for the countdown. Yep. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
The memorial statue of Billy Frank Jr. will go to Washington, D.C. in 2025. It will be the first statue by a Chinese-American artist in the National Statuary Hall. I'm Lauren Gallup.